Ahora, ahora. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. It's your favorite show without an intro. I'm your host, Keaton, joined by my co-host, Sam. It is Tuesday, September 24th. We just wrapped up... Oh, there goes my microphone. We just wrapped up week four. We're into week five now. We're almost to the halfway point of this season, which is kind of crazy. Season's just flying by. This past week, not too many barn burners, not too many exciting games. This week, though, we got a little something this week. I think I'm looking forward to this slate of games this weekend.
Yeah, at least we get that one big game.
Yeah, I would argue there's a couple. I think Louisville Notre Dame. I think there's a lot of stake.
That's a good game,
I think there's a lot of stake at that game. You could argue there's more at stake at that game than the Georgia Bama game.
Yes,
you could hypothetically.
If Notre Dame loses, that's their season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you could hypothetically make it like this but is like make or break for Notre Dame right now.
Georgia's schedule is so difficult, though. That could be like, you know.
Well, yeah, a lot of lines on Georgia, too, because, like, the last time we saw Georgia, we saw them in the dogfight with Kentucky and with an offense that couldn't move the ball.
Yeah. I mean, I think Kansas State, Oklahoma State will be a good game, too.
Dude, I'm so out on the Big 12. They all stink. I am so out on the Big 12. Like, the good games are terrible games. The terrible games are good games. It's like, I'm not.
You know what's going to be a good one is Kansas-TCU this weekend. Yeah. That's going to be dumbass play after dumbass play.
You know what else is it might be a good one? Colorado at UCF.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just going to be like 50-yard play after 50-yard play.
I'm interested to see what I know we're kind of off topic, but this is just like pre-show topics before we get into the show. Then we can circle back. But Colorado was way more balanced last week, I feel like, against
Seems
Baylor.
Seems like their defense is playing a little better too.
And their defense played better. Offensive line's still dog water. But yeah. Like, what are you? You can't do nothing about that. So,
I mean, my favorite game, like my favorite play of the week was, I said I wasn't going to bet another Friday game after last week.
I'm done. But, I'm done on Fridays. I think it's like that meme, dude. It's the Green Goblin mask in Spider-Man. It's like talking to me. It's like Friday night. It's like, I just want to have a relaxing Friday night for once. And, I think that's what I'm going after this Friday. Like I do like, it's like. It's telling me to bet Rutgers. It truly is.
Dude,
but take look where we're at in the season. What week is it? It's week five.
But Rutgers isn't a team that goes away, man.
In the past, they have.
Yes, when they start playing like the Ohio States and stuff like that. Not when they're playing Washington, who's terrible.
Yeah, and Washington's coming off a loss, I think. Well, they definitely
lost Washington State
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They Old Dominion.
Yeah, that doesn't mean shit. unless you're Virginia Tech and you can, you know, you can't beat them. That's not a joke from this year, guys. That's a joke from like last year or 2 years ago.
3 years ago.
Or
maybe.
Whenever Old Dominion beat Virginia Tech. All right, yeah, back on topic. Trying to think. Yeah, Big 12. I guess we'll just do some conference, just like what we're thinking of the conferences real quick. Big 12, dog water.
ACC. I guess Utah is the top, right?
I honestly, dude, I didn't even watch Oklahoma State versus Utah.
Dude, it might be BYU. It might be BYU.
And I'm glad you bring up BYU because they're on my board this week.
They're dogs
and they're
again.
dogs against Baylor, and I can't understand why. Like I honestly can't understand why. So I'm probably gonna find out on Saturday why, whenever Baylor like puts up like a 40 bomb on BYU. But it's
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking BYU too. I was, what's that line now? 2.5.
yeah, I'm taking BYU straight up.
Yeah, I mean, I might as well too. What's 2.5 points?
Yeah, it's like I have a couple of just straight money line bets this weekend that I like. I kind of got a bigger board than what I want, especially since I totally forgot to add something on there that I'm adding right now. Kind of a bigger board, but
14.5.
I like it. What, you think that's too high?
Against Colorado.
My thing is UCF's gonna ground and pound the rock.
Yeah.
14, two touchdowns is a lot, especially when Travis Hunter's on the other side of the field. I don't like laying those type of points, but Colorado coming off a Hail Mary win. Oh, we're sipping our Kool-Aid, like, you know.
Against Baylor.
Dude, they rushed the field and took the goalpost down. I shit you not, like the game wasn't even over and the students just started rushing the field. There was like
Yeah, I know.
still.
I've seen Dion talking about that.
It's all right. Before we get into the meaty whatever shit this week, that's my favorite tradition in college. Well, all right, it's my least favorite tradition in college football, but my favorite tradition to make fun of. Colorado rushed the field after wins. So they do it almost after every single win last year, I think. Remember that was like their thing last year for those three wins that they had at home or two wins that they had at home. Like they always rushed the field. Like I was, it was like really weird.
I mean, Iowa rushed the field against Penn State, and they were ranked like fourth.
I mean, like, okay. Ohio State has had some bad field rushings. They've rushed the field after they beat Michigan in OT that one year. They
Yeah,
rushed the
that
field
was.
after the Penn State comeback.
They're gonna rush the field after they beat Michigan this year.
They're not letting Michigan leave until they beat them. Like, they will replay that game until the right winner wins the game, so.
Till Mullings and Donovan Edwards have 400 combined rushing yards and Orji has 5 pass attempts.
I am worried about the defensive line because they kind of disappeared against Marshall again, and it doesn't make any sense why they keep on disappearing. But they just disappeared. Like people on Twitter are asking if JT's still on the team. Like no one knows if he's actually on the team or not.
He'll show up November 2nd against Penn State, though.
But like the guy won't opt into the video game. Like I can't play as him in the video game. Like, why will he not opt into the video game? He's like the only starter that opted out of it. Like, everyone else is in it.
I don't understand the point of opting out. Who cares?
Yeah, like, it's not like you're Arch Manning and you just played that as leverage so they would fucking pay you as an ambassador for the game. All right, let's just go through last week real quick. So last week we talked about two Friday games, Stanford at Syracuse and Illinois at Nebraska. And let's say we were on the wrong side of the coin on both of
Yeah, I mean, I liked both teams, but I mean, I'm not gonna lie, the lines kind of scared me a bit going into it.
Yeah, they were deep. I got, dude, I mean, I had Syracuse at -9.5. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, and I mean, Syracuse is back to Syracuse that we know. They're good for the first like 3 to 4 weeks of the season, and then they just suck.
I don't see it. Yeah, I'm completely laying off Syracuse now. Yeah, completely laying off Syracuse. Kyle McCord. I mean, he looked like I don't know what he looked like on Friday night. It wasn't the Kyle McCord I watched against Georgia Tech.
It was a Kyle McCord you watched all last year. That's what
Sorta. But he didn't
was.
throw those bad pit like he didn't have
He threw right to the dude.
No, I'm saying last year like he didn't have one
Oh,
of those like on that wheel route where he literally just threw it to the
oh.
DB that dropped with it.
They also didn't let him air it out as much, I feel like.
Well, I think he was gun shy. So,
That's fair.
yeah, disappointing, but I might have a new team to piggyback on. And that might be the Stanford, what's their mascot? What's their
Like
thing?
Cardinals?
Stanford Cardinals, but they have a tree as a mascot. Makes sense.
Isn't it Stanford
Right?
Cardinal?
Yeah, but they have a tree as their, isn't their tree a mascot? I mean, isn't their mascot a tree? Yeah, I kind of like this Stanford team. I'm not gonna lie. If you can get them at like one of those weird time slots, I'm gonna lean towards Stanford with the points every single time.
Yeah, I mean the quarterback's pretty electric for like college. Like he just
Yeah.
kind of runs around and makes plays.
But this week against Clemson, I will not be leaning on them. I might add Clemson to my card because
I'm riding
I'm
Clemson
riding
all year.
Clemson. Is it 20 this week again?
I think it's I got it 21 and a half. I didn't put it in yet. These lines we record early in the week, so it like kind of changes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Before we start looking at next week, let's just bust through last week real quick. Illinois at Nebraska. I mean, classic Nebraska.
Nebraska should have put that game away.
Well, it's classic Nebraska. They lost like what, 8 games last year by one possession or whatever it was. This year, losing another close game. I don't get how you fall apart in overtime like that. It was 4th and 42. It was like 4th and 42, I think.
Yeah, it was. They got he got Raiola got sacked on the first play, then intentional grounding, then he got sacked again, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so all Nebraska fans were talking about all year was Nebraska's gonna be like 6-0 heading into or 6-0 heading into Columbus, and it's gonna be a top 10 matchup.
I thought it was going to be too, not going
Yeah, but yeah, Illinois, I'm officially never betting against Illinois again. This is 2 straight weeks for me, both on Fridays. Both
lie.
games that
I might hammer Penn State this week. I
I
mean, it's a lot of points, but I don't know.
don't know. It's a lot of points. I don't like. I have no faith in Illinois' offense, but somehow they always get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't care who's on defense. I think Penn State's going to put up points.
We'll see. Last time I saw Penn State against a feasible opponent in Bowling Green, which Bowling Green might be the best MAC team. I don't know. A&M only beat them by 4
I
last
mean,
week.
the Penn State offense still looked good.
Yeah, but you gotta put points up on the board.
I mean, they almost scored 40 points.
Yeah, and how many did Bowling Green score? Almost 40 also. Kansas at WVU, I mean,
I don't know how Kansas blew that game.
it's exactly how WVU blew the game the week prior. Like it was literally a carbon copy of the Pitt West Virginia game, but it was just reverse roles, and it was WU versus Kansas. Like literally, WU scored with 3 minutes left
I
or
don't get
whatever.
why teams just like think they can run the ball out with 3 minutes.
Yeah, then
Like you still
Kansas.
have to get a couple firsts.
Yeah, no, then Kansas just does 3 straight runs. Oh, big surprise there. WU gets the ball back, and then yeah, I can't stop Garrett Green, whatever. Oh, should have been. Yeah, whatever. Neil Brown just bought himself another week. We'll see whenever who they play this week. Is it bye week?
I think it's by then like
Yeah, bye week. Then they have
Kansas State
Oklahoma
or
State.
Oklahoma State,
Yeah,
then Kansas State, I
which
think.
watch they're gonna catch Oklahoma State like on the skid or whatever.
I mean, we can just go right into that one because what the hell? Why can't Oklahoma State run the ball?
Yeah, no, they it's been tough sledding for OK State in the run game.
And they have like the oldest offensive line in college football.
Oldest offensive line, one of the best backs in college football, or was supposed to be. And then you have Alan Bowman back there. I think that's his name.
Yeah, I mean he's still better than Wilson. Or is
Yeah,
he? I don't
I don't
know.
know how you lose that. And it wasn't relatively close in my opinion.
No, I mean the score was close, but you just felt like it was over already.
Yeah. I don't know what's happened down there in Stillwater, but they gotta get it figured out. And they have a tough slate coming, so it's Utah. Who they have this week?
K-State. West Virginia,
K-State,
BYU.
which, yeah, that's tough sledding. You better get it figured out. Talk about like you shouldn't win a football game. USC, Michigan, somehow Michigan wins. Orji went 7 for 12 for 32 yards, and you win a football game. I it makes zero sense to me.
I mean, they just did the same thing they did last year. They just kind of shortened the game and made plays when they needed to.
Yeah, what I don't know, like if you're, I don't, like, honestly, dude, I don't know, like, I don't, like, USC should have won that game.
Yeah, they should have. And I mean, I don't think it really hurts at USC all that much, to be honest.
Yeah, but it should have just been a W on their record.
Yeah, I mean, their only tough game after this is Penn State, I believe.
And I do not think that win does anything for Michigan.
No.
Because I still don't think that they're gonna be, watch, they're gonna, yeah, it's gonna be,
They're gonna have two more losses still.
we'll see. What if they're just able to run the ball, like it's sovereign, like I didn't
I
even
don't
think
get
in the
why they
second.
didn't just do that from the start instead of trying to pass with Warren.
They tried that flea flicker again. It's like, give it up. Just go
I
play.
know.
Just go hard play action on the first play of the game. Everyone thinks you're running the ball, like, because everyone knows you
Yeah.
can't freaking throw it. Instead, you're doing this like flea flicker. Like, dude, just go hard play action on the first play.
And Loveland was out too.
Yeah, didn't matter. He would have just been fucking throwing blocks anyways,
Yeah,
or he would have just been dropping the ball as soon as he caught it and took 2 steps. Georgia Tech at Louisville, big time, duh.
was awful, like beat, like with the 10.5. I don't know
Great,
if you were watching.
great for me.
I mean, they blocked a freaking field goal and ran it back for a
Yeah,
touchdown.
that's great. That's great stuff. Still not sold on this Louisville team at all,
They did not impress me at all.
but I'm gonna ride them one more week.
They're at Notre Dame, right?
Yep, and they beat the dog breaks off Notre Dame last year, so you know Notre Dame's like got this
Gonna
one
kill
circled. But Notre Dame's not good, and they still, and I don't think that they can complete a forward pass more than 5 yards down the field. Yeah,
I'm staying away from that one, I mean.
dude, I'm just gonna ride it. It's on my card. If I lose it, I lose it. I mean, I'm taking the money line. They're +6.5, so
I
it
mean, I
should
only
be
lost
like,
about like every freaking game last week, so.
yeah. Tennessee at Oklahoma. I'm not buying the Tennessee hype still. I'm still selling that stock.
That was weird. It was a weird game. Oklahoma's really bad.
Let's talk about Oklahoma for a second. They ran Dylan Gabriel out of town.
Yeah, for Jackson Ar like it's the same thing
Because
with
Jackson
K
Arnold,
Kansas State, dude.
yeah, because Jackson Arnold was supposed to be this like thing. So they run the starter out of town, and then Jackson Arnold is not ready to start at a P4 right now.
He's not ready to start Division One.
Yeah, he's just not ready. They bring in Hawkins. Hawkins actually provides some sort of spark for the
Yeah, I
offense.
mean, he could at least move the ball.
Yeah, so I'm not buying Tennessee.
I don't know if they were just like Tennessee was just playing like that, like conservative, because they didn't want to make a mistake because Oklahoma couldn't move it anyways.
That's kind of what Heupel said. He said that he went conservative because the defense was playing lights out.
Yeah, I mean that's just what it felt like. It felt like they knew Oklahoma wasn't going to move the ball anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee's got some big games coming up also that I
Yeah,
think they're
I
going to
mean that
drop a
doesn't
couple.
make do anything for me if I'm like, from Tennessee's perspective.
Yeah, same here. Gambling, I went 3-2. I got smoked on Friday, but I battled back on Saturday. Motherfucker, fell again. Got smoked on Friday with Syracuse, Nebraska. That's my L's. Took Indiana minus 28.5 for Charlotte. I think that was so easy.
Yeah, I mean, looking back, I should have taken it. And I don't know how LSU couldn't cover 24 against freaking UCLA, dude.
Well, it was the heat.
What?
It was heat.
What do you mean it was heat?
It was over 100 in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Louisville minus 10.5 versus Georgia Tech, a W. And then Clemson, I ended up getting that minus 18.5 versus NC State. That was easy. So, heading into last week, I was 14-8. I am now 17-10 through 4 weeks.
How am I only 16-13?
I haven't been counting your teasers.
Okay.
I've just been counting your straights.
Okay.
I should probably keep like a separate teaser thing.
I'm 1-2 on teaser. I mean, that's basically profiting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Nebraska, Syracuse, I had them too, LSU.
This is a whole lot. One got like
18, right? 19. Georgia Tech, I mean, that was just a brutal non-cover. And then Oklahoma State, I mean, they just freaking suck. Utah couldn't even move the ball and they couldn't win. Like, that's how bad it was. And Missouri, I don't know what's wrong with Missouri, but they're playing like awful teams and they're not playing well at all.
Yeah, you have a lot of stock in this Missouri team, it seems like, every single week, and it seems like you're just losing every single week on them. So maybe it's time to
switch. I'm going to stop until they play Alabama. Switch on them.
Dude, they might just be bad, dude.
I don't know.
Good football teams don't find themselves in second and 52 situations.
Yeah.
yeah.
We're going to overtime with what's her face? Vanderbilt. But I don't know. I mean, who they got this week? Or they're bye this week, then they go at Texas A&M. I don't know, but that's a team I'm gonna keep riding to is Texas A&M.
Even after only beating Bowling Green 24-20.
No, I mean just versus SEC play, because there's some bad teams in the bottom half of the SEC.
Right.
I think that's it for my play. I won Iowa.
Yeah, you won Iowa.
Won Penn State and won Clemson. Iowa was pretty easy.
Yeah, I totally forgot Iowa Minnesota was playing.
Yeah,
until I saw that they had them and Michigan had a combined 60 yards passing, both of them fucking won.
Well, I mean, Iowa had, like, 40 points, too.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I told you, Caleb Johnson's really good.
Yeah, and Penn State, I mean, they had 700 total yards of offense to, like, Kent State's, like, 70. I mean, that might be the worst college football team I've ever seen. And they lost their quarterback. So
on the second play of the game.
Yeah. I mean, you act like that would have made any sort of difference.
It's just an asterisk that I got to put on it. Like, guys didn't play the starting quarterback, so I just got to add that on. Like, that's just something that needs to be like stated so people know. Hey, no starting quarterback here.
They actually scored points the other weeks.
Week one they did. Week one they had 20 something, I think, but. That wasn't really the offense, though. Just get into our week five preview. Let's just wrap it all in a bundle here. That cool? I think there's a lot of good games this weekend, actually, as I was going through the slate. Kentucky at Ole Miss. I know, like, it's like, Ole Miss is going to win the game. Yeah, no shit, they're going to win the game. But this is Ole Miss's, like, first team that they play, so I'm kind of interested to see how it goes.
I kind of like Ole Miss here in this spot. I mean, at home, first SEC game.
I mean, they kind of started slow last week.
Kentucky's defensive line looked really good against Georgia.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because Ole Miss really worked on like adding to the trenches and stuff on both sides of the ball. So
Yeah.
to really compete in the SEC, they feel like that's what they needed.
Yeah, they just need to get like stops.
Yeah, so I just think that's an intriguing matchup, in my opinion.
Yeah, especially at noon.
Yeah, something for the noon slate. OK State at Kansas State. Kansas State minus 4.5 after getting their doors blown off in BYU country.
I am totally laying off this game.
Yeah, there's a couple of these Big 12 games this week that I have no idea how they're gonna play out. It's like day of, you could just flip a coin and it could be 10 different results every single time. But
Especially
according to
Kansas
Hugh
State, Oklahoma
Freeze, if
State.
according to Hugh Freeze, if he played Arkansas 10 times, Auburn would win 10 out of 10, even though they just lost last week. Hell of a statement there by Hugh. Maybe instead of those hypothetical situations, go win the game on the field instead of saying if you guys played 10 times, that's the only game you guys would have lost.
They have another tough game this week, right?
Who,
Or
Auburn?
no, they play Oklahoma.
Who?
Auburn.
Huh, that should be good. Hugh should have another all-time press conference. Yeah, OK State at Kansas State. I have no idea how it's going to play out.
Literally a crapshoot.
I really don't think this Kansas State team's all that good.
Yeah, man. Oklahoma State cannot run the ball for some reason.
Yeah, it's just interesting to see, like, Kansas State had all this hype coming into the year.
I mean, they're the same situation as Oklahoma. I don't know why you want to run Will Howard out of town to start Avery Johnson when he's clearly not ready.
Yeah, it's just like they wanted the new toy. They wanted that new shiny toy, and then it turns out it fucking breaks on the first use. And you wish you had that old reliable toy that, man, might look but hey, it still works after,
Yeah.
20 uses. But
Gets the job done.
instead they got the new shiny toy and it broke on the first use. So that sucks for them. And now they gotta live with that, and because they can't return it. There's no
Yeah,
return
and I
policy.
mean, other than that, their roster is pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah, I like wish I stayed up for the Kansas State BYU game. It was a late 10:30 or.
I mean, I watched it and it just felt like after they were up 20, I kind of stopped focusing on it, but I mean, they just kept turning the ball over. And I think they had a special teams touchdown too.
Yeah, it was like a 97-yard punt return. Another Big 12 game that's interesting. BYU at Baylor. Baylor's minus 3 here. I really don't understand this line at all. And
Yeah,
I want to
no,
say something
team.
about BYU, but I can't say it.
It makes me like not want to take BYU, but I feel like you almost have to.
Yeah, it's a trap. They want you to take BYU. They want to clean up here. They want to clean up in this spot because there's like BYU's coming off of getting blowing the doors off Kansas State, but like maybe BYU's good, dude. They got picked to finish last in the Big 12 and they're having a statement.
I mean, they were dogs against SMU,
Yep.
Kansas State, and it was a close line against Wyoming, I'm pretty sure.
So I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm definitely gonna be on BYU. Baylor, I mean, I don't know how Baylor loses that game against Colorado last week.
I don't know how you let up like two Hail Marys in a row.
Yeah, and both were like the first one, it was like one-on-one coverage.
Yeah, I like what are you doing?
The second one, they've had three guys on Travis on one side of the field, and then it was like basically man, like they were all in the back of the end zone, and then you just had the Colorado guys in front. It made didn't really make that much sense. But yeah, I think Baylor, I forget what Baylor's head coach name is, but I think he's probably on the hot seat here.
Yeah, he was coming into this year.
Other than
Definitely.
what, 2 years ago they reached the Big 12 champ game.
Yeah, well, that was with Matt Rhule.
I thought they reached it with this guy too.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm like almost 95% sure they reached it with This guy. I'll search it up real quick so we give you guys accurate information, not fake news. Because at the end of the day, all that matters is that accurate information, that accurate reporting. As journalists,
just look up. What are you even saying?
That's hold on.
Just look up the past Big 12 championships.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Roll was there until 2019. I'm like what?
In 2021, Baylor won the Big 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that when Oklahoma State was short of the goal line?
It's not giving me the yeah, dude. I know this because I was on. I bet Oklahoma State live that game, and I was this close to cashing that live bet with fucking Schrader and the squad at OK State.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was against Baylor, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, I know.
I thought that was Matt Rohl's team for some reason.
No, it was Dave Aranda.
Okay.
And that year they won in the Sugar Bowl against Ole Miss, 21-7.
I do not remember that game at all.
So they kind of like, when you think about it, they've been in reverse here for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one of those schools where you can just kind of reload every year, but they took like five steps back.
Yeah, I mean, they're like going from winning the Big 12 in the New Year's Six Bowl to...
Yeah, I mean, you expect them to stay around like eight wins because it's kind of like every few years that team will be good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it kind of seems like a bunch of Big 12 teams took steps back. TCU's like...
I mean, you can't live through the portal.
Yeah, I mean, dude, like SMU had a bye week after losing to BYU, and all of a sudden, like, their offense is explosive again.
Well, I think that's just how bad TCU's defense is.
Yeah, but like... SMU's like offense wasn't clicking at all, and now yeah. Like now they're clicking. It's like, shit, they're -5.5 against Florida State this weekend.
That's another game you should just not touch at all.
Yeah, I know. Louisville at Notre Dame. Notre Dame -6. Interesting game here. I think there's a lot of stakes at this game. This game could go two different ways. If Notre Dame wins, I feel like it's a blowout.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of, I don't know. It's not going to be like a high-scoring blowout, if that makes sense.
I don't know, dude. Louisville put up a lot of points on this Marcus Freeman defense last year.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like I like Notre Dame to win this game.
Well, on Saturday, you're going to like Louisville to win the game because I am on Louisville.
Yeah, I'm not taking a side because that's kind of like, it feels like a toss-up with 6 points.
Yeah. I'd need to see something more from, dude, maybe this is the year of the run. Maybe there's a bunch of teams that can't complete forward passes and they just win games.
It's
just,
because they all shop in the portal.
Yeah.
Like, everybody who has a quarterback that's, like, been there is good.
I mean, Will Howard transfer.
Okay, yeah, anybody can be good in that offense. That doesn't count.
Who else? Indiana. Work.
Okay, Cam Ward.
Cam Ward in Miami. Trying to think, who else? That'd be someone else out there.
I mean, there's only a million transfers. Yeah, you can pick a couple.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Louisville in their first, like, I mean, obviously last week against Georgia Tech was kind of a sweat all the way till the end.
Georgia Tech had a chance to, like, backdoor cover that, too. They got stopped on 4th and 1.
Thank God. OSU finally playing a team. They're at Michigan State. Michigan State coming off kind of a heartbreaker against Boston College. OSU only being 24, I love it.
Yeah, that's kind of weird to me. I guess just because they're away and it's their
Away, night
big first
game.
game, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's first test of really in an atmosphere to see how the offense communicates, see how the offense moves, sees the game plan. I mean, I don't care if you complete a forward pass, you can just win the game by alternating handoffs between Junkins and Travion. Like,
Yeah. He just has to be kind of just competent not to turn the ball over.
yeah, and there was, I mean,
He had a
he's.
pick on Saturday,
Yeah, and it was on a ball that Jeremiah did not think that was getting thrown to him. Jeremiah kind of thought he was on a go, and he kind of thought it was just like a clear out, like, and he wasn't really like running like full speed, and then he looked and the ball was getting thrown to him, so then he like tried to like catch up, but the
Yeah.
ball was like way too far inside, and it was kind of just picked by the corner.
I mean, Aiden
But
Chow,
I really
he
haven't
likes to turn
seen,
the ball over.
yeah, but yeah, well, I don't know what this Marshall was able to like spread Ohio State's defense out and kind of manipulate them early in the first. In the first half, at least, not in the second half.
I feel like, I mean, they had a bad first half versus Akron, too.
Yeah, but like that was their first touchdown that they let up.
Yeah, I mean, versus all the
First,
hard teams they played.
I've seen several teams struggle with MAC teams. I think I've seen Bowling Green put up fucking 30 points in State College.
They missed like 27.
It's still impressive that. All right, here's a better one. First red zone snaps also. It's the
Okay.
first time a team was in the red zone.
Yeah, versus the they've been really getting after the quarterback.
I mean, Marshall's quarterback. He had legs. He could throw it. He was doing good stuff. I mean, Martin too. I might start. Microphone fell again. I might start Ryan Marshall. They look good.
They play Western Michigan at home this week.
What's the line on that?
3.5.
Three.
3.5, yeah.
I love that.
Western Michigan looked pretty good too, though.
Against two.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. I'm gonna go off that game of who played Ohio State better, Marshall or Western Michigan. I'm gonna go with Marshall on that one.
Yeah, because they scored a couple times.
Yeah, interesting to see OSU and Testa, Will Howard. I mean, I want to see Will Howard really. Like, we haven't seen a Will Howard bomb, you know? Like, all his touching tap. Passing touchdowns have been like the long ones. They haven't really
Like
been,
yards after catch.
yeah, they've all been yak. They haven't really been, because I haven't seen him hit a receiver in stride on a deep ball yet, really.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really watched any of their games just because
And when he has
what's
taken
the point?
shots, when he has taken deep shots, they've all been underthrown. Which, and then every single time, this is within, it's like clockwork. Yeah, I don't think he was used to the speed of these receivers coming from Kansas State, so it's all. That's what they say every single time.
They act like he was playing somewhere like in the MAC.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the Mac's got some speed. Georgia -2 at Bama. Last time we saw Georgia was at Kentucky.
Yeah. Both coming off a bye, though. That's pretty big.
Yeah, both coming off bye. I'm gonna take. I am leaning towards the home dog here, which I hate it. I hate the pick.
Yeah, I'm taking Georgia.
Yeah, I'm taking Bama money line.
I mean, even watching Bama like versus USF and Wisconsin, the like there's still windows open and stuff in the secondary. They just weren't hitting them. And their big problem coming into this year was probably going to be the secondary. They literally lost everybody. And I think Georgia's going to exploit that. I'm just, and I think Milroe is going to make one or two big mistakes that flip the game to Georgia.
Yeah, I could very well see that, but night game at Bama, I'm gonna
I
take
mean,
the.
DeBoer's first big game.
Yeah, I mean, I for size, I just like Bama as a dog here. I think Milroe will be able to make some plays. Hopefully, if the ball is in harm's way, it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's tough because Georgia's gonna come out firing. Just their
But
last.
Georgia hasn't been as dominant as we've seen, I don't think. Like
Yeah,
they haven't been able to run the ball that much.
that's why I'm kind of leaning towards Bama here. Illinois at PSU minus 18.5, take it away.
I mean, I don't understand like why the line's that big.
Yeah, it
Like,
is a
don't you
lot of
think it should
points.
be like 15, 12, like 14 and a half?
I think 14.5 is a good spot.
Yeah, I mean, I still like Penn. I think they win pretty like comfortably. Especially now it's he just announced it's going to be a whiteout. But
What do
losing
you mean
Kevin
he
Winston
just
in the
announced it's gonna be a
secondary,
wide out?
just look it up.
I
They're
thought he
wearing
said
what
wide
they're
out
wearing.
energy.
Yeah, but they're wearing white.
I thought it was a striped out.
No, I'm pretty sure they're wearing white. Look it up.
Looking it up right now.
I mean, this should be the whiteout game anyways. Freaking Washington, that's a waste.
Unofficial whiteout.
Yeah. Wear white. Spread the word. I'm pretty sure that's probably why the line keeps moving up towards Penn State. But I mean, losing Kevin Winston in the secondary kind of like worries me for this game.
Hold on. This is totally off topic. I've just seen it on my Twitter since I. But you know how Perkins from LSU tore his ACL?
Yeah.
His mom tweeted HIPAA violation. This is
Oh
Harold
yeah,
Perkins.
I've seen
And like
that.
everyone's like, dude, wait till she finds out what an injury report is. Like, what is she talking
Yeah, she
about?
said you can't release what the injury.
Yeah, and then like the readers added context thing on Twitter said college athletes and pro athletes are not protected under HIPAA law. Like, oh, dude, that's too good. That's too funny. All right, back to Illinois, Penn State.
But yeah, I mean, Belema's already running his mouth, saying that Nebraska's a tougher place to play, and he doesn't know what whiteout energy means.
I mean, Belma did go into Penn State a couple years back in.
Yeah, at noon o'clock.
So,
Or 12 o'clock. I don't know why I said noon o'clock.
yeah, I'm interested to see. I think the big chess match is Illinois' defense versus Penn State's offense. I really,
Yeah, and if
I because I think it's Penn
Coach K
State's.
played against Illinois, seen carved up Belema's defense last year at Kansas, so.
Because I think this is the best defense Penn State's gone up against this year.
Oh, yeah, probably. I
Because.
don't know, though. Maybe Bowling Green. I mean, they played Texas A&M pretty good. Maybe they're up there, man.
Yeah, we're gonna see Bowling Green as the Group of Five team in. Yeah, we'll see. So get into some gambling. I got one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, five, one, two, three. Six plays this week, and I might get smoked on all of them. Ohio State minus 24 at Michigan State. Bama money line. UNLV minus 3.5 versus Fresno State. Louisville money line versus Notre Dame. BYU money line versus Baylor. UCF minus 14.5 against Colorado.
Are you adding Rutgers?
I can't do another Friday game.
My favorite play of the day is Rutgers minus 2.5. And they play Washington. They're at home on Friday. I don't think Washington's very good. And Rutgers, I mean, with Greg Schiano, they always have a solid squad. Michigan -9.5 versus Minnesota. Minnesota is not good at all.
So I thought Minnesota was gonna air it out this year, dude.
yeah. Oh, speaking of North Carolina, they gave up like 45 half or 45 points in the first half versus JMU.
Yeah, the final score was 70 something to
70,
40.
yeah. No, 70 to 50.
So even worse, 70 to 50. Actually, down here in Durham, there's a lot of buzz going around. Big game this week, UNC at Duke.
Yeah, you should head out.
I just might. It's a real tough atmosphere out here, so I might have to get down there early and start tailgating.
Yeah, but I'm taking the over in Maryland, Indiana, over 55.5. Both teams kind of just like to score.
I think that's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Texas A&M -3.5 against Arkansas. I do not think Arkansas is that good. And with Texas A&M's defense, Taylen Green's going to turn the ball over. Georgia -2.5 versus Bama. Clemson -21.5. I'd probably drop by now. They play. Who do I play again?
Oh, who?
Clemson.
They play Stanford,
Oh, Stanford,
and I
Stanford.
totally
Yeah,
forget. I'm
and
adding
it's a
that.
night game.
I'm adding that to my card. I totally forgot.
Yeah, and it's a night game at Clemson.
Yep.
Then BYU money line. And then my teaser this week is USC -9.5, Notre Dame minus, I think it's like a pick 'em. Penn State -11.5, and Nebraska -4.5 against shit, my kid, Purdue. Feel like Nebraska bounces back and Purdue's pretty awful. Yeah, and that's the card.
Any surprises this week?
I don't see any like big upsets. I think maybe Michigan State gives Ohio State like a tough first half where people are like, "Oh." But then it ends up being a blowout.
I'm trying to think. My surprise of the week. I'm trying to fish for something.
There's really no like upset spots.
All right, my surprise of the week. Houston beating Iowa State.
I knew you were gonna say that
Nah, Houston's pretty bad. They're
Yeah, there's
pretty bad.
no like major upset spots.
All right, guys. Florida State's gonna beat SMU. That's the dog of the week.
Well, what about Virginia Tech on Friday?
Not a chance, dude. I might add Miami -19. Like, not a chance. All right.
Yeah, I'm not taking that.
Got anything else?
No.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching your favorite show. Without an outro. Peace. See you week six.
Six.